Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
I have a pub owner on the line, I think. Kate, good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon, Katie. Thank you very much for taking the call.
I'm right, am I? You have a pub down there in Clonmel.
Well, it's my brother and myself, but my brother really. Now, we're very rural. We're about 10 miles from Clonmel. We were just gutted yesterday evening when we heard this news, you know, because we'd so much put into the last 2 weeks preparing for the opening. Now, I'd like to make one point, first of all, you know, that I think really and truly all pubs should have been opened together. You know, because I know of people that are going to pubs that are serving food and they don't have food and they drink away, you know, as much as they can.
So now, what you're saying there is publicans are flouting the rules.
Absolutely. Also, you know, we're all talking about these house parties, etc. Now, they're getting cheap alcohol in the supermarkets. Do you know, I actually think that if the small pubs are, like on a Monday night, we might have three or four.
And And Kate, what do you think of Tom's situation then?
Now, I was just explaining to your researcher there that I only came in on the program. You know, it was, I didn't hear all of Tom's situation, but I'm getting, you know,
well,
it's,
basically,
it's calling for Tom.
Yeah,
it's he's had
to postpone the wedding once. He was to have 200 guests. He had knocked that down to 90 guests. That was going to be on the 27th of August. And now he's thinking he can't even have, if it's going to be 50, he says he's not going to do that in terms of cutting out family members. So he's saying maybe they'll just go with the himself and his partner and his two witnesses.
Yeah, it's dreadful, you know, because actually I believe Leo Varadkar said this morning that he didn't think they'd even open pubs on the 10th of August.
Well, I was going to ask you that next, Kate. If you were gutted last night, what did you think when you heard that?
Oh, Jesus, like, you know, I think it would be a closed down situation. You know, and like, for example, at home, like, you would have such regular guys coming in every night, mostly elderly farmers, bachelors. And like, if there's one of them missing for two nights, we'll be ringing up to see if they're okay.
Yeah, so it's, it's part of...
Personally, I think... Sorry, Katie, yeah?
No, go. I was just going to say, there's a community service there.
Oh my God, is there what? It's not just us, it's all the pubs in the locality and even the small pubs in the town that don't have food. Do you know?
And have you considered trying to bring in some limited amount of food just to allow yourselves to open?
No, because you have to get a restaurant licence, there's so much involved. It's not feasible.
So if you weren't serving food before all of this happened, it's not feasible to turn it around now, you think?
Not at all. You know, so I think that if, you know, the HSC, etc., you know, want to get this COVID back to zero, you know, they've got to close the supermarkets, the off-licences, everything, every place that sells alcohol. And then, you know, they won't be able to get the alcohol to have these house parties.
And tell me, Kate, did you consider doing the takeout service that a lot of pubs started doing during the COVID?
No. We didn't want to do anything that would break the law.
But wasn't it established that you could do that within the law? If you would, you know, took certain precautions.
I'm not sure of that. But like when I say rural, we're rural.
All right. So it probably wasn't feasible, really.
Not at all. It wouldn't be feasible.
So where does this leave you now, Kate?
Where does this leave us? My brother, for example, he's over 66, so he doesn't get the COVID payment. So except for a small pension that is taxed, he's got no income coming in since last March.
Right.
You know, it is just... I mean, when I rang him and told him yesterday, because I heard it on the Mary Wilson show first, he actually cried. You know, a man of 67 years of age, you know, and I'm actually near at that stage now myself, you know.
Take a breath there, Kate.
It's really difficult. I mean, that pub has been in our family for, I think, 5 generations. And we want to keep it going. You know, not for just ourselves, but because the regulars coming in, you know, that we call friends. You know, it's such a blow to everybody. It really is. And I'm sure I'm not alone in this.
I'm sure you're not, Kate. I'm sure you're not. And did you really think, because there was certainly kind of the indications over the last few days that the public health advice was not going to support reopening pubs.
Yeah, it didn't surprise me, I'll be honest with you. But we still went ahead and, you know, we're trying to get everything in order. Now, I've been in a couple of places, food-wise, and you go up to the counter and pay, and there's no Perspex, no nothing, you know. Whereas there we, a small little, you know, shebeen. And I'm trying to get everything in order. And there's a lot of money gone out on it. And nothing coming in.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
You know, it is absolutely heartbreaking.
And would you know, for instance, if you said, what you say you were in, you know of pubs that there's, you know, they are ostensibly offering food, but people are being given alcohol without getting meals with it. Would you be inclined to call the guards on those pubs?
Not at all. I wouldn't do that to anybody. No.
Would you not be tempted?
No. I think if they're getting away with it, fair play to them.
But you're by getting away with it, we could be all spreading COVID. I mean, that could be spreading the COVID, you know, I mean...
I know it could.
And in terms of, just when you say you were getting everything ready, in terms of stock, like what happened when everything shut down so suddenly back in March?
In March, Guinness and Heineken took back the kegs. We had to dispose of all the bottles because they were going out of date. And we only get delivery once every fortnight, which we have in since last Friday. So the same will possibly happen with these bottles as well.
Oh, so you got them. You got the delivery. You got stocked up.
Yeah, last Friday.
And will there will you have to pay for some of that?
Of course, it's going to have to be paid for. Yeah.
Are we talking about a lot of money, Kate?
I cannot answer you that because I'm not sure how much my brother ordered. You know. Mm-hmm. Now it's okay with the kegs because. Guinness and Heineken, we'll take them back.
I'm interested though in the fact that you say you couldn't ever think about dobbing in another publican that might be, you know, breaking the rules here. I know that there's an Irish thing where we don't want to blowing the whistle in these scenarios.
Maybe
we should change in that. You know, if it's public health is at risk, maybe we should all rethink how we approach this. You couldn't do it, Kate, could you?
Not at all. But really and truly, I think, you know, the latest increase in the number of
infection,
are the young people. Mm-hmm. You know, and I still go back to cheap alcohol from the supermarkets and off license. Well, not really off license because they wouldn't be all that cheap. Mm-hmm. And like, if you think of Aldi, Tesco, Lidl, all that money's going out of the country.
To be fair now, they're entitled to sell alcohol.
I don't disagree with that. But also, if the smaller pubs that don't do food were allowed open, it would take the pressure off the pubs that are doing food. Do you know, it would take the
crowds. Yeah, that it would, yeah.
Local
it would pin things out a bit in terms of where the crowds are going.
Of course it would.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, you wouldn't have that situation that you didn't have in Dublin the first weekend.
Yeah. Stay there, please, Kate, because I'm okay, very interested okay. in your perspective on it, and I do appreciate that it's really affecting you very personally. I want to go to Leonard. Leonard Foley, good afternoon.
Hello, Kate. How are you? Just ringing here from Carrick on Shore.
Yeah, and you're in the same business as Kate?
The very same business. Yeah, I have a Whistler's Inn. It's only a small little family pub here in Carrick on Shore. And my concern would be, I know we're all pulling and trying to get open and we're all chomping at the bit, so to speak. But my concern would be, how can we run a small pub if you have, number one, no one can sit at the counter. Number two, no one can sing a song in a pub. Like an old sing song in a pub is what makes a pub sometimes. And any of the local GAA teams, like for instance, I sponsored my local GAA team, St. Mullins here. And so none of the lads could come in after a match together to watch something on television or something, because that's not allowed either, you know, so...
So what were you intending to open?
I was all ready to open on Monday. Mm-hmm. And everything, it was all systems go, but unfortunately, that's after being kicked down the road now again, you know.
And how did you feel when you heard that news yesterday evening?
I wasn't one bit surprised, I tell the truth, because they were almost drip-feeding it since Monday, that it wasn't going to happen, you know. So it didn't surprise me in the least, you know.
But are you having second thoughts about whether you're going to be able to really reopen?
Well, the major concern I have, Kate, is when you do open, it's a double-edged sword, because you straight away you have heating, electricity, insurance. At the moment, thank God, the banks are after giving us a bit of a break on the mortgages. But I'm sure that freeze won't last forever. And then the biggest problem of all probably is Sky Television, which is, I think it's a complete rip-off for small businesses. Like, I have a small pub, it's no bigger than a big house, let's say. Mm-hmm. And my monthly bill is €921 a month.
For Sky?
For Sky.
God, that's a big outlet. Did you get a break from that?
Oh, yeah, well, obviously, because we're not open, so the contract is cancelled at the moment. But the minute you open, they told me that they'll give us half price for the month of August. And September, you're back to full price, which is €921 a month.
And presumably most of that would be for sport. And will all the sport be back on Sky? Will you be paying for...
That's the other side of the coin, you know. For small pubs, it's the lads looking at the horse racing or the lads looking at the soccer match in the evening time. But sure, if they can't even sit together at the counter and have a chat, it won't be viable, you know.
Do you, and again, go back to why this is happening. You know, again, we heard from the Minister for Health this morning that if the R number is 1.8, and it could be, that's probably the highest it could be at the moment, but that we could be looking at 160 cases a day in 2 or 3 weeks' time. Do you accept that the decisions that are being made have to be made, or do you think we should be doing it differently?
No, I totally understand. Like, thanks to God, no one I know, there's no one died belong to us or anything. So, no, like, to lose a life would be the ultimate price to pay, and no one wants that to happen. But I'm just thinking that the small pubs are often left high and dry here, you know. If you have a family, you might have children trying to go back to school in September. Like, how can you cover that on a €350 a week payment? And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that that's not grateful. We're all very happy to get that. But for people with larger families, they're going to be struggling, you know, just to keep the bread on the table, so to speak.
Do you have any alternative? That's your full business, is it, there, Leonard?
That's it. Well, it has to be your full business, Kate, because the only way you can keep a small pub going is you have to be willing to do the hours yourself.
And would you consider putting in food then?
I wouldn't, because number one, I wouldn't have the space for it. And there's so many people that do good food in my town, in Carrick on Shore. It's a cutthroat business. It's very, very hard to keep up with them, you know.
So it's a bleak outlook for you, Leonard.
Well, at the moment it certainly is, but like, we definitely need the government to try and help us out some bit. You know what I mean? We're all after losing... Yeah. Massive turnover over the last 4 months. It's 100% down in turnover, and we do need some assistance. Like, you know, you see other sectors when things go wrong, they do get helped out. So maybe it's time to help out the small public, and you know what I mean?
That's a great point, Leonard.
And Kate, you agree? You're agreeing there with
absolutely.
Leonard.
Yeah, and as well, you know, he mentioned the Sky Television. Some of the GAA matches are actually on Sky now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when it comes to Championship.
Yeah, and then some of them are on AR Sport. So I haven't even got AR Sport or BT Sport.
No, you couldn't
do it, you know what I mean? It's not financially viable to keep it all going, you know?
And when you say you want the government to help out more, like what would save the day for you?
Well, I think grants at this stage, Kate, rather than loans, because loans will have to be paid back. But with a grant, at least you might be able to see some bit of light at the end of the tunnel to get you through a darker period of time, you know? And winter is coming, so I don't know. It's not going to be very, very good for the future, you know?
And like we're going to miss the whole of the summer, you know, where people could sit out in the beer garden, you know, because we have a huge beer garden where we are. And like we're going to miss all of that.
Yeah,
and
face down to the winter.
And social distancing would be so easy to do, you know, outside.
Do you get frustrated, Kate, when you hear the stories of that house party, say, down in Killarney? Or?
Oh, my God, absolutely. You know, it's the one in Waterford that sticks out with me so much because I saw the video and I actually count each and every one of them.
Oh, I saw that, that video online where they had a camera on the door of this house that had been raided by the guards. How many came out that door?
I counted 60.
Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of it was like a TARDIS. It was kind of astonishing that many people had fitted into the house that they were in.
But Kate, I'll go back to the fact again. If they weren't able to get cheap alcohol, you know, would they have been there?
Right. You made that point, Kate, and it was well made.
Yeah.
And I have to go to a break now, but thank you for that. And thank you,
and
Leonard.
Thank you for taking the call.
And thanks to Tom Kennedy for coming
Best
into
us. Best of luck, Leonard. And
thank you. Thanks very much.
Okay. God bless.
Thanks, Kate. Bye.
Okay. 1850-715-815.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And we were listening there to Kate and Leonard telling us of their fears for the future with their small pubs and what might happen now with the latest news of not reopening. But there's another group of people who are very worried about their futures right now, and that is musicians. And I'm joined now by Gerard McCarthy. Good afternoon to you, Gerard.
Hi, how are you?
Gerard, you're a musician yourself.
I am indeed.
What kind of venues would you normally be gigging in?
I suppose I rely mainly on the tourist industry. I'll be gigging in Killarney. I should be gigging there 6-7 nights a week at this time of the year.
So you'd be making a fortune now?
Well, I wouldn't say a fortune, but I would be making money. But the way it works for us is we make good money for 7 months of the year, and then we might make nothing for winter. And we had obviously just come out of the winter when we start making money on Paddy's Week, pretty much. And
that runs through then until the end of the season?
Yeah, October, normally.
Yeah. So what happened then, obviously, from Paddy's weekend?
For Paddy's week, we were due to go to California for 2 weeks. And 8 hours beforehand, we decided not to go. And luckily enough, we didn't because it was locked down. We were going to San Jose in California. And it was locked down the day after we were supposed to go. So then it was locked down in Ireland. We were hoping to get some gigs here. And then it was locked down here. So we couldn't get any gigs. So we're after coming off the back of a very bad winter. And now we have nothing for summer either. And it's a scary time for a lot of us.
So I presume you're getting the COVID payment, are you?
I was getting $350 a week, yeah. And then last week, without even so much as a notification, I woke up to see €203. I didn't get a letter, I got nothing. €203 on my account. And I have a family. I have my fiance is American. She's lived here for 3 years with me now. And I have a little boy, Jack, who's 2. And €200 doesn't go very far. For instance, this week I had to put shocks in the car. I got €203. It cost €210. And obviously I need to keep my car. The car insurance is €250 a month for me. And it's not feasible to keep going this way.
And you were dropped back to the 203. Is that because you were earning less than the COVID level?
Yeah, but that's actually incorrect because I was working 2 jobs at the time because I had just found out I was going to be a father and I had spent a few years as a musician touring the world. And I didn't have a care in the world. But then, obviously, when you find out you're going to have a child, it all changes. So I was working two jobs. I was working in a hotel during the day and I was doing my gigs at night time.
But you're only being means tested, basically, on your hotel earnings, is it?
Yeah, yeah. And I only worked there for 7 months because it came back into the busy season for music and I decided I was going to go down that route.
Right. So, you obviously take gigs and bookings in advance. So, what would you have? Did you know what kind of an income you were going to have for this summer?
Oh, I did. I did. There's two of us in the band, band called Plucking Good. It's on Instagram there, so I'm going to check it out. But yeah, we've taken a lot of gigs. We've moved 39 weddings, and we were due to make in the region of 70,000 this year between the two of us. And it was our first year making stuff money like that. You know, we really put our mind to it and we put a lot of work into it. We had just recorded an album in February, Hope to Sell It to the Tourists in Killarney. And obviously that took any bit of money we had. It cost $2,500 to record the album. And now we have no one to sell the album to. And we did make a few pounds at the start of this, but we decided to sell it on our social media and we probably sold 20 or 30 CDs, you know.
So
we're in a position now where we're moving weddings all the time, as the guy back at the start of the show was saying, and we're trying to reschedule with all the couples. And
what are the couples? What are the couples saying to you? How are they? How is that going? Like, are couples coming back to you again and again, trying to move on and move on?
But there has been a few that have come back again and again, but a lot of them did just move it to next year. So we switched the dates for them, keep the deposits they've paid us, and hopefully it works out next year.
And Garrod, even if the pubs were to reopen, am I right thinking that music won't be brought into pubs at this stage?
Absolutely, yeah, you're right. Because they won't have the money, pretty much. I know a friend of mine owns a pub back in Kerry, and he was saying that even though they're full for food, they're still not making half the money they used to. The overheads just aren't there to include music in anyone's budget anymore. Right. Not at the moment, anyway. So we don't blame the pubs, but it's very hard to stomach when you see the. And my fiance is American, but it's very hard to stomach when we've worked so hard for these last few months to keep it down, and then there's planes coming in from the hot spots in America, and it just makes our work seem pointless.
I know, although I suppose we, just to say, last night it was confirmed that there was just 4 confirmed cases of people who had arrived in from outside the country who tested positive over the last number of weeks. So,
yeah.
But yeah,
there's
I know.
There's 4 that wouldn't have happened if they weren't here, though. You know?
Garrod, stay there because I have Dave Brown on the line now. Dave.
Oh, I know Dave.
Yeah, we all know Dave, lead singer of Picture House. How are you, Dave?
Hello, Katie. How are you? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. You'll recognise a lot of what Garrod was saying there.
Well, exactly. I mean, you can hear the desperation in Garrod's voice. It's clear to be heard by everybody, and I would be in the same boat myself. And as much as I was listening to poor Tommy earlier on, and I fall between a lot of the stools, Katie. I have the original band Picture House, as you know. I have a wedding band, Controversial All Stars, as well. So, and I play in pubs. So. For across the board, you know, we have been decimated, and Garrod rightly pointed out there, we came out of a quiet January, February, March into our busy period, and that has been completely scooped out of the year. Now, I would be of the same mind as everybody else in this business. We are concerned about, obviously, the health of public health and everything else, and keeping this COVID infection down to a decent level. But at the same time, I suppose what I'm on here to talk about, Katie, is, like, and it was touched on earlier on there about how other sectors in the country are bailed out or helped in some way or shape or form. Now, we create and contribute an awful lot to the economy in this country. I mean, as I always say, there's no crack where it's kill, you know. Mm-hmm. and you know, there's people like Garrod and myself playing up and down the length and breadth of the country and in local areas and contributing an awful lot. Now, I know we get paid to do it, and, you know, you might get a pint or two as well, and that's all great. There's no problem with that. But it's still a massive contribution to the social fibre in the country. Now, there's a lot of groups out there, musicians groups, getting together at the moment, and everybody's been aware that we need to have some kind of proper representation. I mean, we've people like the MEAI and AISHT and EPIC and people like that. And even there's another association called the WBA, the Wedding Band Association, and what they did instantly was they transferred deposits. So if I had a bride and groom that moved their wedding and I couldn't play it, well, then if they went to another WBA band, they would honour the deposit that I made. Mm-hmm. The only reason I'm bringing all that up is that musicians have been very, very much struggling since the start to kind of do everything that we can possibly do to facilitate this. But as I said at the beginning, what I'm coming on here today, Katie, is to call on the government to support our industry. Now, I'm tax compliant. I pay my tax. I declare my gigs. I pay my VAT. So why, as an industry, am I hearing stories of people like Garrod who got cut to 203 without so much as a buyer leave? Now, that doesn't make sense to me, and I know other families down there, and other friends of mine that play in Killarney and lots of other places, husband and wife teams, you know, with mortgages and kids and car payments and everything else, completely and utterly wiped out. So the suggestion that I would put forward, and I'm working personally to try and unify all of these separate groups under one proper governmental level lobby group for our industry, because it is missing, I have to say. There's 20,000 people depend on this industry, and I think they're just the players alone, Katie. When you go into events organisers and people that work at everything, when you go across the board, even sound guys, lighting guys, everybody in the industry is all sitting at home now wondering when we're going to get cut off. And the despair out there amongst these people is palpable. You can hear it in their voices, desperation across the board, people selling cars, everything. Because what we're looking at is the mortgage crowd turned back on the mortgages in September and they cut the COVID payments. Now, I'm telling you straight, there's going to be a massive, massive wave of, you know, forget about mental, I'm not saying forget about mental health, but it's beyond all of that. This is utter desperation. Yeah. And what the government need to do is they need to provide us with a statutory pension-type payment, is what I'm saying here. In other words, it's a payment that's, okay, I'm not saying not means-tested, but in other words, you can work as well as receive the payment. And by what I mean by that is, yeah, you top yourself up precisely so we can stutter back into work, because that's the only way this is going to happen. We're going to be stuttering in. You can see the weddings here and the gig and the pubs and the gig and all of that kind of, it's going to stutter back in. And the worry
and if we
out there,
okay, the gig, we're all afraid that we're going to lose
this
the
is, this is exactly it, Garrod. That's my point. If the government are saying, well, you know, if you're caught in a pub playing a gig for 150, but you're cutting your COVID payment. So
but those gigs aren't there every week, is the point, you know?
Exactly, Harold, exactly. That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
I've been offered a few gigs myself, and you can't take them out of fear of losing the one bit of security you have.
So we need some stability from the minister, from the arts minister and the government to kind of say, right, our investment as a country into your industry is we are going to support you right through next year so you can stutter back into work.
Okay. Okay, Dave.
And I know there was 25 million made available to the Arts Council, but that's not going to come down to us, like, you know?
Okay. No. Okay. Garrod and Dave, I'm sorry to cut across you and sorry to cut this short, but I'm sure we will absolutely be returning to this because this is not an issue that is going to go away today or tomorrow, and I appreciate you coming on today, but we are going to have to go to another break there.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.